Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Charles Bolin joins us on FS Insider today. He is both an engineer and a contributor at Seeking Alpha. And I should point out that he is not an economist. He is not a investment advisor, but has merely used his analytical skill sets as an engineer and knowing how to model and track large data sets to create a large number of very helpful indicators for gauging certain risks when it comes to how we should be investing and towards looking at risks in the economy and the markets. Charles, I want to start off because when we spoke to you earlier this year, I believe it was in May, you believed that the market was likely in the process of forming a major top and that a recession would probably unfold before the end of next year, that is 2017. Now, before we do a deep dive into some of the data that you're looking at, I want to ask if there's been any major changes to your view, according to the outlook you gave us then, based on how things have unfolded over the last, let's say, 3 months.
Yeah, there have been some changes. Basically, the economy started slowing down in August of 2014, and it continued to fall at a fairly steady pace until about March of 2016. I think we narrowly avoided a recession in the second quarter of 2016. Things kind of flattened out. So a lot of the data has not continued to get worse. So right now, I wouldn't say that things are getting better, but they're not getting worse at the same rate. So I'd say that the economy and the stock market environment has moved sideways during the last 3 months.
Okay, so you said we narrowly avoided a recession in the second quarter. And if we look at what happened at the beginning of this year, we saw that dramatic sell-off in the market, and there was a lot of fears that we were going to see a recession here in the U.S. And to your point, some of those things have abated. We've seen the market now shoot up to all-time highs. I should say, though, that we are speaking on Friday. It's September 9th, and so this will be airing on Wednesday. We did see a sell-off in the markets today, broke through a lot of support that we've been in this trading range for a long time, so we'll have to see if this persists into next week. But maybe this is finally that September seasonal weakness that I know that you are expecting to happen that's finally taking place. Over the short term, let me ask you what you're looking at. And you do have a chart here in your September investment outlook that we're going to post on Financial Sense. So if any of our listeners want to look at a number of charts that we're going to be referencing during this interview, you can definitely do so by clicking the link where this interview is located. But I want to start out with a little bit of the short-term picture as you see it. And you have a chart where you look at the MACD, Bollinger Bands, and how the market has behaved since March of this year. What do you see taking place in the short term?
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's Financial Sense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.